changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with some instant inspiration from Chicken Soup for the Soul. Today, I'm going to share a couple of stories that show that even the shyest people can find a way to overcome their shyness. So here's how two very shy people found their own self-confidence. In our first story, which is from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Reboot Your Life, Fallon Kane tells us that when she was a teenager, she was hired to work in an old-fashioned pickle shop, one that sold nothing but pickles. She was nervous because part of her job was to keep the conversation going with customers. Now, Fallon had never been a very talkative person, but she wanted the job. So she wrote on her application that she was totally comfortable talking with strangers. So she was using a strategy that we have found really works, one that we write about all the time in our books, fake it till you make it. She put on her apron and she plastered a smile on her face, and it worked. A year and a half later, she was the most senior employee at the pickle shop, and she had no problem initiating conversations with new customers. She would smile, ask them about their days, and then convince them to buy lots of pickles. So Fallon found her self-esteem in that shop. She had always thought that she needed to be a skinny, blonde, cheerleader type to feel confident, and she was definitely not any of that. But by putting a smile on her face and pretending to not be a shy person, she turned herself into an outgoing, confident person. And then even when a customer would occasionally complain about her, Fallon was able to power right through it. And her new self-esteem made such a difference when she went to college, too. She was elected to the boards of two large clubs, and she also maintained a 4.0 GPA. So we hear about this over and over again from our writers, that they pretend to be the kind of person they want to be, and then it works, and they become that person.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, you may think that if you're born shy, you have to stay that way. But Fallon Kane pretended her way out of it. And in our second story today, Pat Waller tells us how she overcame her painful shyness in her story in Chicken Soup for the Soul, My Very Good, Very Bad Dog. Pat adopted Ebony, a black miniature schnauzer from a local shelter. It quickly became obvious that the dog's past must have included some sort of trauma because she kept her head low, and she seldom made even the slightest sound. And although she would climb eagerly into Pat's lap, she tucked in her tail when she was around people she didn't know. The shelter's adoption counselor suggested that Pat take Ebony to obedience classes. It would help her become more confident when she needed to interact with other people and with dogs. Pat, being quite shy herself, didn't want to go to a class with strangers, but she did it for the sake of her dog. She signed up for the course. So Ebony and Pat were both rookies, and they were pretty bad at obedience class. But over the weeks, they got better and more confident. And after a while, Pat found herself smiling at the other humans in the class. And Ebony began to lift her head higher, and she stopped shying away from strangers. So Pat and Ebony signed up for another course. And then after that, they completed an American Kennel Club Canine Good Citizen course. Well, that course happens to be a prerequisite for becoming a therapy dog. And Pat's instructor suggested that Ebony become part of a pet visiting team that visited an assisted living facility. Pat hesitated, not because she thought that Ebony couldn't handle it, but because Pat worried about herself. How would she interact with the elderly residents? But Pat said yes, for Ebony. It would be good for Ebony. When the day came, Pat reluctantly walked into that assisted living facility. Ebony, on the other hand, trotted into the building with her ears perked up, eager to do whatever they were going to do. And Pat found a group of residents who loved dogs and who were eager to pet Ebony and talk about the dogs that they used to have. By the time they left the facility, Pat had agreed to bring Ebony every week. Her dog had completed her journey from fear to confidence, and so had Pat. So that's it for today. We can all pretend to be outgoing, confident people when we're confronted with a challenge. And then we'll find that we grow into the role and actually become that person. I'm Amy Newmark, and I want to thank you for listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast today. Please follow me on Twitter if you haven't already. My handle is at Amy Newmark. I'll post a link to the latest podcast every day. Or you can subscribe to it on Apple Podcasts or Google Play or wherever you like to get your podcasts. If you've been subscribed to the podcast on Podbean, please go ahead and subscribe on iTunes or Google Play or whatever app you use, because we are moving the podcast off Podbean onto another hosting platform. And if you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, Reboot Your Life, or Chicken Soup for the Soul, My Very Good, Very Bad Dog, which are the two books I mentioned today, please visit chickensoup.com and click on the podcast button. Come back for our next episode when I'll be sharing a couple of stories from our brand new book about our crazy, wacky, lovable family members. We'll be talking about how even divorce can't keep a whole bunch of exes from helping each other out.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.